Hi, good
Hello.
morning.
Hello.
Hello.
I'd like to wait for Jeremy. I think he's going to be joining us because he's going to be leading the meeting this week. We have a few more minutes.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Let's see, while we're waiting for Jeremy to join us, two updates from the Tri-Council meeting yesterday. One is we have a deck now that we can start filling out for the Tri-Council meeting. I'll put the link in the chat and we can talk more on Thursday about who's doing what. Might get it for people though. The other is that there's a question about the group that was looking into the Cohort governance model and kind of like where that stands. It sounds like they haven't had a chance to meet yet, but are planning to. And Lisa McCall is on that group. So I can't recall who originally raised it, but I don't think Lisa was at the meeting last week, so we can catch up with her and maybe she can be the liaison there.
So there is a group, Caitlin.
There is a group, yeah.
Nice. Okay.
And I did not write down the full membership, but Lisa is definitely on the group.
I think a few people have raised it over time, and I think the first time it was raised was a few years ago by Ian Walls.
Haven't seen Ian
So,
in a while. Is he still
no.
hanging out?
I do not see Folio listed on the Bywater offerings anymore. So I suspect that the market, I'm just, interpolating here. I'm guessing that the market for them didn't really emerge the way they hoped.
Really interesting. It would be interesting if that is the case to reach out and do some sort of like exit interview or something with them just to try to find out why that might be the case.
Yeah. That seemed like a PC thing or like a community council thing.
So I have a
Well,
little insight on that, and maybe it can be an interview by PC, maybe, but it's not. I don't think Bywater want it out. It's because it's, maybe, yeah. I don't think we should have a PC talk about that because it's involved other.
Well, maybe we don't have a PC talk about it, but I'm definitely going to be doing some sleuthing now. Thank you, Charlotte.
Okay.
All right. I think if my memory serves, it's my week, right? Is that right, Caitlin? Okay.
You're it. And I just
Let's
gave a quick update from the Tri-Council. I shared the deck and let folks know that Lisa McCall is on the governance, Cohort governance investigation group, so we can coordinate with her to get updates on that.
awesome. Okay, yeah, this is fantastic. Got our slides. Council updates. All right, and I shared the agenda that we could fill in for today. I guess I'll share my screen and when y'all can watch me type stuff. I feel bad saying this because I know Alexis has historically attended these meetings far earlier than what I'm experiencing right now. But these meetings happen at 8:30 my time, which is about halfway through my first cup of coffee every morning, and so I feel like I come alive through the course of the planning meeting. But okay, think this is it. This looks right. This did that thing when I first created it. Have y'all seen that where you copy a Atlassian page and it aligns all the at mentions to an ellipsis, a little dot dot dot? I had to go through and like change them all to real people's names. Yes, it was mind numbing. Okay, cool. And let's see, what are some other useful things? We can take a look at the upcoming topic calendar, future topics. Okay. Well, let's start with last week's meeting. So we had a chairs meeting this week that I had to drop out of because I had something. There are no library emergencies, but whatever comes close to that popped up that I had to hop off the call and deal with. But I had a bunch of to-dos associated with speaking to the council chairs, so that was very unfortunate timing for me. Did I miss anything that's pertinent to us, Caitlin?
I do have one other thing to add to our potential agenda. They talked about metrics most of the time, and that took up the majority. We talked about metrics in the first half and tri-council meeting in the second half. So it sounds like we are all on the same page in terms of the tri-council meeting focusing on kind of goals coming out of WolfCon and doing a quick status check on where we are and what's going to happen the rest of the year and what's not. In terms of the metrics, there's a group, believe out of community council that is trying to pull together meaningful numbers to track to try to get a sense of the health of the community across a couple different dimensions. And I will find the link and I will share it here. They were wondering if we could share that back to PC for feedback.
Did I get this right? The community council has a working group that is compiling metrics across the community, which are indicators of community health.
And I'll pop the link in there, and then we can just maybe distribute that and ask folks for feedback.
Perfect. Any other announcements we can think of that we'd like to let people know about? I guess tri-council meeting being next week would be.
We think we're going to have PC planning next week.
I don't think so. I guess it's your call, Caitlin.
Yeah, I don't see a need for it.
The PC time slot, which is, I guess time slot's not one word. They really should be. Tri-council meeting during PC time slot, which is Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern. Thursday. Okay. No PC planning meeting next week. Any other announcements we can think of?
So it's not an announcement, but Jeremy and Caitlin, I just sent you a request to come and do a demo of a new UI module. And here the deadline is in sprint 2036 and sprint no, 236 and 237. So we could announce that. if there are, other sitting and would like to come and do a presentation. And the module, the SIF team, so that's GBV and index data, would like to present. So here, when I'm looking at the calendar, then that should be definitely on February 5th. Otherwise, we will get too late.
Okay. All right. I think that would be a good thing to announce.
And I'd say if this week's agenda is a little thin, we could squeeze it in and have the demo because we could come and show how the right now the internal module Harvester Admin is working, and we are simply just doing a folio compliant look-alike version. That's the plan. So
Well,
no
let's go ahead.
development has happened yet, but we know exactly what we're going to do because we have a, you can say, an internal proof of concept already running.
I think let's put it down here on new topics for this meeting, and if it fills up and it looks like we need to push it into February, we could do that. But what's the name of y'all's app?
It is Inventory Import Admin.
Okay. And are y'all thinking like 15 to 20 minutes, something like that?
15 minutes would be fine. I would do a little background, and then Felix and Angie would do demo of the workflow this app is fulfilling.
We might have some, you'll
Yeah,
be able to
and
help me
5 minutes
with
worth of
the
questions,
Q&A.
all fine.
Cool. All right. That's looking pretty good. I compressed some of our housekeeping stuff from last week into one. Several of the items had to do with our topic calendar. And so I thought we could just check in on that. Some folks have put their name down on Note Taker, but a lot of folks have not. So I figured it'd be worth mentioning that again. And Alexis, it did look like you signed up for next time. Thank you for doing that. And then we need to continue to work to get the SIG updates on the calendar, which I don't. Yeah, our calendar is looking pretty sparse. I don't like having too much to do, but okay. Cool. And let's see. And then also the PC subgroups are encouraged to fill in milestones related to their work into the calendar. As a convener of one of the subgroups, I must confess I did not do that, so it felt worth mentioning again. If nothing else, just to remind myself to do it. Topics for Tri-Council. Yeah, so this is just in here from last time. I do think that maybe spending some time next meeting talking about our Tri-Council presentation or making sure that we're on track for that is a good idea. But I wanted to talk with y'all here now just about how we want to do that. Are we thinking that we're just going to have like me, Caitlin, and Autumn, and maybe Alexis, or just the people who are convening our subgroups, just kind of do a round robin? With like just like a slide for each one of our working groups.
That's good.
And I don't mind, Caitlin, if you don't mind, I don't mind doing like just kind of a bumper, like just kind of introducing the concept of our working groups and how we're going to do that.
Sounds perfect.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm going to bump this down to 5 minutes then. And just kind of say try council meeting prep update, something like that. That's the notes. This is the item. And maybe between now and then I can stub out some slides in our section to kind of point out that here. All right. We have our working group check-ins. Have these been working well for you guys? Do we feel good about having these be kind of a weekly thing?
Yeah, I think so. Or do you think that happens enough to do it every week? Or could we, just so things are not being, yeah, so there's, otherwise, just to avoid ourselves to repeat ourselves too much.
Yeah. So I'll tell you one of the things, a way that we could handle this. Let me see if I can make this happen real quick. So we have
So
our subgroups, kind of council subgroups.
how about having this topic in the agenda every time, and just groups just report as they have met? I mean, just asking, does anyone want to report something doesn't take a lot of time if
Yeah.
there's nothing to report.
Yeah, so what I was thinking is it might be nice what it's kind of what you're saying, Martin. So once we get to these maybe we can change this to subgroup check-in. But once we get to this act this agenda item, we can pop over here to this page and then just check when the next check-in is for everybody, and just kind of go down the list, and just if anybody is present from any of the groups or has an update, or if it's their check-in day, they can kind of give more of an update. And we could just if everyone's just still working, we can blow through it pretty fast. And if not, we can kind of stick on a certain row and get a more detailed update. Does that sound like a way to handle it? Another thing that I think that would help us do, I like running this part of the meeting, the idea of running it from this table right here, because I think it will lead to naturally kind of curating and updating this table and making sure that, our check-in dates are up to date and we're, kind of staying on top of the documentation piece of tracking these groups. Okay.
In that case, I think two minor logistical things. One, having a link to the subgroup page from the agenda would, make that a lot easier. Oh,
Yeah,
you've got the link there. I'm not
I just
seeing it
added
in
it,
the.
like as we were
Okay.
sitting here. But
Okay, very good.
great minds, not.
And yeah, great. And then yeah, the note taker will still want to keep notes in the PC meetings.
Absolutely. Okay, well that's good. Let's see. Okay. Don't think I actually need to edit that. All right. Any other, I mean, we could pretty much cover most of our initiatives like this, but are there any other active initiatives that we feel like we might want to cover or do some sort of update on?
So last meeting we talked about this tools and integration topic, and we said that this may be worth a new subgroup. Lisa and Charlotte and I met yesterday, and I mean, I or we can present what we talked about, but we also said that maybe it's a bit too early, or we should just wait whether this should become a subgroup or not.
Okay.
So I think we can report in this section about that, but we decided to not found a subgroup right now and see what is emerging out of that first.
The reason for not forming this more formal subgroup is that this is kind of really a practical initiative, combining the two lists, reaching out to implementers, reaching out to. We had one more suggestion. What was that?
The implementers and
Yeah,
sysops.
exactly, sysops, and you know. Make sure that they give us the feedback so this is updated, and then decide on a process for how can we make sure that going forward that we keep the list up to date with new libraries being. So we don't see this as it's more work. Simply we need to be a group helping each other get done.
Yeah, so having a subgroup would involve having a charter and so on, and this is maybe just an overkill for that task.
Exactly.
That was so the
That sounds
reason.
like a great thing to talk about right here. Okay. So for the new topics, I mean, I think it's wide open unless somebody knows about something that I don't know about, which is happens to me all the time. Yeah, I guess we should look at this future topics. But yeah, how do we feel about having the topic for our the meeting this week be the presentation of this inventory import admin app? Is that enough time, Charlotte, for you all to be ready to present?
I need to reach out to Felix and Angie this very minute after this meeting and ask them if they are available for Thursday, but I hope so. And you know,
Okay.
they can probably do it in their sleep because they work with this every day.
Yeah. So, Caitlin also put in the chat that maybe I don't know if I understand you correctly, Caitlin, but maybe you could use the full time of the next meeting to fill in the slides for the Tri-Council meeting. Is that what we wanted to propose?
I'd
To
like
break
to
early?
prioritize the demo since that's time sensitive and get the demo in if we can and I'd like to propose if we're going to do the demo on February 5th and we have time on the agenda that we could consider ending the meeting early and breaking into our subgroups to get those slides populated.
Okay.
Just as a suggestion, because it's kind of a quick turnaround.
Okay, you would prefer the demo this week, and is that what you wanted to say? Yeah.
Yeah, I think first priority, in my opinion, should be the demo since it's time sensitive. And if there's not time for that, I'd like to suggest breaking early to work on slides. Oh, putting see, this is Jeremy's week, so I just wanted to suggest that I'm not dictating.
Okay, I like that idea just fine. I would be cool with us doing it kind of in group if we wanted to, but it also makes a ton of sense to maybe just break out into little subgroups for the different working groups to work on the slides. Only thing is there is some co-membership across the groups, you know. So I'm gonna remove the word break.
So I'm jumping a little. So I feel a little bit that it would might maybe be good if the PC could, in our Slack channel, make sure that other development teams are aware that they need to come and present if they are planning some Trillium work. Because I know for some development team, they probably forget about our workflow. And I can also, and then we could also do it in the PO channel, Because of all this confusion with Trillium being this very much delayed, then these new dates for when to seek endorsement from the PC and approval from the PC from the TC, you know, might have slipped for people. So, I don't know if there's other development teams who has time sensitive.
Well, along those lines, I can let people know that Christy will be coming on with a small walk on item Thursday. So there's a new module, mod linked in, or mod linked data import, that's there to support the linked data efforts. And the question will you know, because the PC already approved linked data work, does the PC need to approve the need for the linked data import module, or was that just understood to be part of the linked data work that was already approved? So there are definitely development teams who are sensitive to the need to get approval.
So that's the citation team, development team, the team who is developing the Folio native linked data editor. So Alvaro and his team.
So I
Todd,
mean,
so you
I
said Christy Thomas, is that right?
yeah,
And
yeah.
she's wanting to ask a question to the PC on Thursday. Okay. So I mean, I don't mind throwing that
It's
on the agenda,
really
just setting aside 5 minutes or so for that.
okay, great. Yeah, it's really a kind of a question of like the PC needs to either the PC does or does not need to approve this. Know, I mean, either, yeah, either it's part of what was already approved or not.
The whole idea is that the citation team is going to use also the data import module to import the linked data records into the system.
So
Personally, I
is
would
it
say it's included. It's part of their work, right?
is it
I
I would assume that as well, but I
Yeah.
think it's good to ask.
Is it an enhancement of the existing data import module?
So
I mean,
it's
that's what I understood from you, Charlotte.
no,
That's
it's
or
no,
it,
no,
or
no,
what?
no, 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 no. I have nothing to do with mod linked data import. That's nothing. But mod linked data import is similar to that you now can import acquisition data using data import, then they also want to be able to include linked data records.
But via the data import, the existing data import module or app.
That you have to ask
Okay,
Alvaro.
you're not sure. So I thought you were sure that is the case.
There's a separate backend module. So again, it's the question of is the mere fact of a backend module for loading the data that we've already approved, is that necessary to have separate approval? So
Caitlin's
anyhow,
got her hand up.
yeah.
I wanted to point out that after we made the shift from approval to endorsement, there was a lot of work done to kind of shift the process. But I think one piece that we have failed to implement is having a clear milestone for when we're like doing this outreach that Charlotte's describing. So maybe that would be something to discuss on Thursday, just like a quick note to talk about process. I think it was last week we talked a little bit about the milestones in a release and what we need to like what actions we need to tie to that. And not knowing, I'm still kind of feeling this stuff out, but it feels like maybe there is a milestone in the Trillium release, like maybe the scope freeze or something else that we could pin to that prompts us to review the scope and then reach out to those people that we need to hear from.
Yeah, I was imagining, and I think I was based on your comment, was able to refine the item title a little bit, but I was imagining we would engage in those sorts of discussions during this housekeeping item right here.
Excellent.
Cool.
I
Well,
have to
we're
drop too. Thank
yeah,
you.
we're basically at time, folks. I'll get this sent out to everyone, and Todd, do you have something?
Just two brief things. One reminder that I'm not going to be around on Thursday, driving back from Ohio. And then just a housekeeping thing for the date in at the top. Yeah, could you use the ISO format and get the and you know use like 01
Yep.
for because that helps the sorting. All right, thank you.
Bye, folks.
Bye-bye.